Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday, the mental health review. Is it a review of the reviews, or is it its own review, and will anything happen? How many times have you ever been called for jury service? The boyfriend/girlfriend ban in Wales, should it be applied everywhere? And why isn't Seven Sharp on yet? But before any of that, our own Oscar nominee, Dan Lemon from Weta.
You must be thrilled. I mean, you won last year. This is still special, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so exciting. It's the kind of thing that never gets old. You hope you get to do it maybe once in your lifetime. And we've been really lucky to be able to go 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, one's one, but two's going to be better, isn't it?
It would be great. It would be great.
How did you find out the news of the nomination? Who were you with, and what was your reaction at the time?
Well, you know, they announced the awards at 2 in the morning, so I was actually asleep, and I set an alarm to wake up and check the news, and I overslept it by about 20 minutes, so I didn't find out until after they'd made the announcement. But I was ecstatic. I was the only one that was celebrating the rest of my house to sleep.
So this is your fourth nomination. Last year you won for your work on The Jungle Book. How does this nomination stack up?
It's great. I mean, we've been up for the Apes movies. This will be our third time for the Apes movies. And, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't managed to get the win. So, you know, we're really hopeful that this time things are a little different, and that the voters will have seen the movie and, you know, agree with us that it's some of the best work of the year.
So how do you think, how do you compare this piece of work and final result to, say, Jungle Book?
Well, you know, we're always trying to improve. Every film is its own kind of special problem, but the tools and the technology gets better and better, and the artists get better and better as well. And, you know, each time we do a project, we learn from it, and we always leave a project with ideas about how we can improve things going forward.
I don't understand awards. I certainly don't understand waking yourself up at 2 o'clock in the morning to hear if you've been nominated or not. I mean, you'll still be nominated when your alarm goes off at whatever the normal time is, won't you? I mean, I suppose it's the Oscars, but even so. Now, I'm not saying that he's crazy. That was a desperate segue to get into the mental health review, but I don't think it worked.
In my own experience for these services within my own family, the quality of the service is paramount. It has to be good. It has to be informed, professional, and helpful. Staff training must be meticulously thought through. It is not enough to just throw around the words access and services without making sure they're up to scratch. Nothing is more demoralising in a mental health situation than a service which is only going to make matters worse. Attitude is, of course, another one. Our she'll be right approach, or worse, our refusal to accept reality, or our homegrown diagnosis that someone's just a bit down. And of big interest to me in particular is our young people. Anxiety is at record levels, according to those at the coalface. Even very, very young school children are being diagnosed with anxiety these days. How much weight are these anxious younger generations going to put on our already stretched health services in the future? We seem very adept these days at talking about well-being. It is the age of meditation and mindfulness, after all. We can recant the benefits ad nauseum of fresh air and a brisk walk and a few deep breaths and learning to relax. But do we actually do it? Do we role model this stuff for our kids? What's our role in all of this? Because it will take more than a government inquiry to address the very real mental health problems in our communities and our families, our schools and our workplaces. So as much as I'm not a fan of inquiries, which can descend into talk fests and paper pushing with no real tangible outcomes, it is encouraging that the government aims to look at the broadest terms of reference possible. Nothing should be off the table.
Oh, I hate a talk fest. Don't you just hate a talk fest? In saying that, I do work in talk radio. So, I mean, some talk fests are all right, aren't they? It's tricky. It's tricky. Court cases. They're nothing but a talk fest, of course. Although we all know that we should serve on the jury, it's not always easy, is it?
I've actually been on jury service now 4 times.
What?
And I get that quite a lot because a lot of my friends say that they've never been called up. So I started work quite early, I was 16. The first time I got called up for jury service, I was around about 18. And they even wanted me to be the foreman because I was a little bit confident and outspoken, but I declined.
Right.
Fortunately. Then in my early youth, I was called up a second time. That was a normal sort of, and I got called on. But I was with the company for about 21 years, and so they would allow me to go on, well, it would be full pay, but they took the pay that the government paid out. So that was fine, and I quite enjoyed the experience. But of late, during that time, I had a very difficult, so this is my third jury service. It was 6 days, and I was actually chosen as a foreman, and regretfully, I accepted. And it was incredibly emotional. In fact, the judge even said, look, we're going to not call you guys up for some years. We're going to give some time off. But that was my third one.
Oh.
My fourth one was just recently. So my situation's changed. I'm on a very complex pay system of mainly commission only.
Yeah.
It's performance based on a monthly system. And so for me to take any time off means basically I just don't get paid.
So yeah, it's a bit like those people who always seem to be winning at lotto, except it's the opposite of that. Winning at lotto is very different to being called up for jury service, I think. That's Kerry McIver standing in for Leighton. I don't know where Leighton is. Maybe he's serving on a jury somewhere. Who knows? Could be back next week. Who knows? Now, there's a Welsh principal who has banned boyfriends and girlfriends, saying they're a distraction and he will expel people who he finds. That's a bit weird, isn't it, Tim?
I know you're going to think it's not fair. I know you're going to accuse me of being twisted and one-eyed and weird. But we send kids to school to learn, not to fall in love.
No, I'm going to have to cut that off right there. I'm sorry. I can't have that. Sorry, Tim, I'm going to have to cut you off. If you were a talkback caller, I'd be hanging up on you. Because for some of us, the only reason we went to school was to fall in love, because there was no other reason to be there. So, of course, he works at 7 Sharp. But what does he do at the moment? Given that, when is it ever coming back on?
This is the start of the political year. We've got Ratna and we've got Waitangi. It's a big year for the new government in their 100 days. Why isn't our current affairs show? And we talk about the race to the end for TV. Some say it's got 2 years left, some say it's got 5 years left, some say it's got 10 years left. But I didn't realise the race to the end would be so quick they would have given up on that 7 o'clock slot. Seems unbelievable to me that they would not, with new presenters, be starting as soon as they could to get people up and running. And I question their decision-making as far as putting on that show when people were nude that garnered so many complaints. And now this as well, and I'm thinking, I actually don't know what I'm thinking. I guess I'm slightly disappointed that the state broadcaster, who we look up to do things right and kind of be the responsible channel, seems to be away with the fairies. I don't know if anyone else is concerned or it's not a high advertising time when no one's going to be around at this time of the night, but yeah. So that was the start to my day. So I guess that, well, not the start of my day, but the start to my work day. So I guess the question is, do people think that TVNZ have lost their way? Because you think you'd get that 7 o'clock show with a stage of front people. They would have foreseen what was happening. They'd get someone else in there and get some great stories to start the year with. It seems though the other channel's up and running and going great guns. And that's the one that's owned by a pension fund or by junk capitalist, I'm not quite sure who. But certainly don't have the heritage or don't have the standing as being the state broadcaster for 50 years. So yeah, I wonder, maybe they're freaked out by the Labor government. Maybe they're freaked out by the new Minister of Broadcasting. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird how some places still seem to take all of January off. It's like not even the 18 years of this century haven't happened. It's about the last 10, 15 years of the previous century also haven't happened as well. And they just think that everybody can take a whole month off. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I had a good long holiday, but I've still been back a couple of weeks. I'm Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Thursday. I will see you back here again with the Friday edition tomorrow because, like I say, I'm back. You're back. Where's everybody else?